Oh, okay, to the mole guy.
Yeah, the mole's flying.
Okay, so Carmen, do you have anything?
We have to approve the minutes.
Oh, we have to. Oh, that's her. Yes. I thought that was that's down here.
Oh, we'll do that again.
I guess. Should it be at the beginning?
Yep. We do it at the beginning of city council. It doesn't matter where you do it.
I just followed the agenda from the last time, so I don't know where it goes. But
you run through. You're up.
Okay. Administrative is Carmen, isn't it?
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything. That's really going to be fast. David, do you have anything?
We were going to try to start with replacement stuff because we haven't got a bunch of money sitting there. We haven't done it. Dang thing with it yet, so.
Is it a use it or lose it by the end of your day?
No, so, I mean, the thing is probably just wait till January and make a push for it is probably where we're at with that now.
I do have a question for you on, when we did that hike, the new Wild Rose, a couple people asked about having a better entrance going up, at Eaglewood Lofts.
Where we picked everyone up.
Yeah.
I actually think we just did one.
Did they?
Would have been in the last
while. Made a bunch of signs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's because it's really steep.
That first little bit, we came down, and so it is kind of like, hope you don't fall. And then, but I haven't gone back up. I mean, that was my goal, to go back up before the weather got bad. But anyway, just I was going to bring that up and I forgot.
I'm pretty sure if you're asking about a trailhead sign, no, I think
it's no, like not a sign. It's just, the trail itself is a little.
Kicks up and then goes up real.
Yeah, it's high. Yeah, it's just kind of not real. I don't know, smooth or something. It just seems like it's kind of hard to get the start.
Get your blood flowing right off the bat.
It almost doesn't look like a trailhead. It just kind of looks like.
I know what you're saying. Because I was there.
You were there when you picked us up.
Yeah, because we waited at the bottom for you. You were down there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dallas, in answer to your question, the financial year ends June 30th.
Oh, okay.
So if you kick off the replacement plan strong in January and February, you'll be fine.
But when you talk about replacement things, what kind of things get replaced? What kind of things are you looking at?
We gave everybody that catalog that has kind of like
So that's
kind of things. Just dictating where you guys want to suggest the council and spend money. And TJ needs to be here.
I have this. I did. But let me look at it again. I have it.
There might be
nothing. I didn't know if it was anything different than this, but
I think kind of set those priorities. January is probably fine because you get bids and start moving on it.
Put that on the next one too, and I'll send a reminder on an email to have everybody look at that again, because I don't think we didn't even address it last time because we talked about all that other stuff. Okay. Anything on the Hatch Park stuff? Is there anything?
We had a meeting yesterday and sent more notes. They're supposed to be, D-Brown's supposed to be coming back with a couple of plans. So we're going on all of our kind of thoughts, still up here. All of that stuff.
Oh, good.
And then stuff from like Linda and everybody else that kind of put notes. So I actually think for the most part, I felt like there's pretty good consensus here and pretty good consensus here with Ken and stuff as I talk. So, I don't know, we'll see what they come up with.
Yeah. I mean, really, we're waiting on whether we get that building or not, right?
That's part of it. They're working. It's really confusing based on the grant that they got to get that property and where they can put some things. And they're trying to buy it out. They can't buy it out. So, there's a lot of discussion back and forth on that. We think we can put it in certain areas still. So, I think they got most of that resolved. Kind of sucks with that grant because it was like the 1950s or 60s when they got it, and so we're bound to all the new rules that apply to those grants, and we can't just trade properties and stuff. They were asking a bunch of stuff like that, but it looks like a lot of the stuff that we said is what Ken and I think Mayor and other people have talked to, one is separate buildings, and So I think for the most part, I think everything's on the same page. And so they were sending it today, I think, back to G Brown to get some a couple more designs. So
okay.
Probably have some. Well,
I do think it would be a good thing.
6 months.
Yeah.
They're sitting on, their plans they are sitting on the coast in California. Yeah. For sure.
It is frustrating though, right? I mean, like, you sometimes feel like you're spinning your wheels. Not you, in particular.
No,
but.
I just felt like it sucked because we put so much work into that, mm-hmm. and then it just stalled out, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's fun though. Some kind of cool ideas.
Yeah, much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. Well, I think we did a good job of coming up with something that was different. I think that, like I said last time, it is the best place to put that if they need that community center.
For sure.
That stuff. So, I mean, it's going to adjust kind of what we came up with, but I still think it can turn out pretty cool. So, we'll see.
I think it will still happen. Okay, so this is an upcoming event. So I should have just said just updates because I just wanted to thank you.
Getting ready for next year.
Yeah, there you go. The photo contest was awesome.
Yeah.
And
the photos look awesome hanging up in City Hall.
Yeah.
They look really good.
I have your wife. So I was going to bring her up last night, but I looked out the window. I'm like, I'm not walking over there.
Oh, is it so rainy? Well, we can walk by anytime.
Yeah, well. They used one of the photos for the city council like backdrop for the
yeah it was cool
and it looked really good yeah
and then Linda was saying they're gonna print them out and put them in the time capsule
that's good
awesome.
Yeah it was and then the North Salt Lake Reads Run isn't here but I sent you guys an email that said thanks for that because Rachel Butterfield is that her name? She is, she gave everybody a shout out for that because said how nice that was, which it really was. So I thought that was really good. We need to make sure we do. I actually think that, like the bookmark, that is probably something we should do every time.
I agree. Because
that was
really cool.
Yeah, because that interactive was really good. And some of the kids that were maybe not as engaged in the author came back and did those. So I thought that was good. The scavenger hunt. Is anyone participating? So am I. Got stuck by the train a couple times.
That's an easy picture.
The first time I couldn't get out of back a few times because I go straight to the signs and I'm like, I cannot get stuck by the train. So but
have you had a
yeah.
time though?
I cannot get in the email. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah. I just
okay. What
in
am
in
I doing
that.
Wrong? What do you do to get into it? Can you send me the link?
Yeah, well, it's live.com.
Is it just Outlook? Because I have Outlook.
It is. Well, it's the online Outlook.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you the login, but obviously.
I've got it because Linda sent me a thing.
You have to change the password after somebody starts listening to this meeting.
Yes. Yes. I've got all that stuff, which is fine. But, okay, I'm going to try it. And if I can't get out, I'm going to call you. Because I'm wondering. Okay. Well, because I'm wondering what I'm doing.
Give it another shot, because if not,
Dallas
can just download
some,
for you. Or
okay.
Because
I'd like to send them to Linda to put on like social media to put some things on there. The Halloween event—that's the big thing coming up. Will you be able to be there with your camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking pictures, that's fine.
Yeah, and then I do, and a group picture too at the end. Don't let me forget. Are you guys dressing up?
I'm planning on.
That was fun. Right?
Yeah, well, you always dress up. Well, I've only been in 1 year, but you dress up.
Yeah.
So
is the youth council all
yes,
lined up?
There's 6 people coming.
Okay.
And there's all of us.
Okay.
And Serenity Dental wanted to come and give out a treat.
Oh, yeah.
They are, I'm sure you know that they're by Lee's. We went visiting them for my work and also, and I talked to her, so I figured that was fine.
Yep.
So they'll be there. So they'll hand out like a candy treat. No, it might be a toothbrush. She thought she might do that.
Typical.
Yeah, well, that's an easy treat and it's nice.
It's the best place to go trick or treating.
Yeah, that's true. And then we have donuts. I ordered those.
Do you need help picking them up or getting them there? Are they bringing them?
I was just going to pick them up.
Okay.
So I've had to pick up that many before.
And
you're so,
fine. You've got room and space and
yeah,
work.
Yeah. They put them in a box and it's actually pretty slick. But my question was, is, thank you so much. Should I get plates? Should we do them at, I mean, that was my biggest concern, is how to give them. And last time there were some people that were like, I need some to take home. We have 500 coming. That's plenty of donuts, I would assume. But, I mean, it would be easy to just ask how many people are in the car and put them on a plate and have the youth council give them to the cars rather than.
Yeah.
Is that easy?
That's easy.
Does that sound legit? Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to give them. They are really popular. I don't know why, but they're really popular. But
because you pop one side and you flip it over and you have to do it again.
I know. They're like the cool things. Here you go.
It's like the fidget spinner of our day.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, you pop just, them and they just play with them. It's just to keep them busy. They're like an anxiety
causer
thing.
Anxiety causer.
Yeah, because.
Supposed to, like, I mean, kids play them in church or when they're in the doctor's office, and it keeps their hands busy.
I guess we can make designs out of them. So.
Well, there's games too, but it says like you push them and the last person to, you know, not hit the things out. And I'm like, well, wouldn't you figure that out? And they're like, I'm not going first, right? I would think, but.
Yeah.
So I got these, and then when I was at Costco, they had like little things of Play-Doh that were really pretty inexpensive. But do you think this is enough? Because these are nice.
Those are fun.
This is enough, right? Okay. And then
as a parent, I have a Play-Doh
fan. I do too. So it was really hard for me to buy those because I don't love Play-Doh. We won't do that then. But I think these are big and
yeah.
Popular. And then anybody, the first 25 that have a costume can get one of these fun bags. Is that good? The DJ will be there, I hope. He said he would, but I texted him yesterday and didn't answer me, but I just wanted to clarify that he would be there. But he should be. We should be fine there.
And the weather's supposed to be good so far.
Yeah,
in the forecast. So we'll keep watching it, but it looks like it'll be good.
And I think that's it. And last time, did we have them come in that first entrance or the second entrance?
So, the very first one.
Because we didn't have the option to exit out the second after because they were so backed up.
Because they were waiting so long on those donuts last time.
Yeah, I don't think they'll wait this time. Mm-mm.
No.
And
I still think
two
it's
lines.
Good to come in the top one
okay.
And just have line of queue because I don't want anybody blocking Center Street for sure.
That's what I was worried about. And I think that we could ask one of the police officers to be there if they, because last time they came to my house that morning because that weird phone at my house called 911. So they came and met us down there. But do you want me to ask them?
You can. Last time, I don't think we needed it.
Okay.
Because we had enough in traffic. We never backed up to the road. So I think,
okay.
And I think this time, even with faster donuts, they'll be.
Okay, and was that place where we had the balloon wall, is that going to be okay? Did you like that? That was okay. And we could still do the way that we did it, where we had them stop, and then the one car could go by if they needed to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What do you need from Public Works?
I don't think we need anything, because we talked about the bathrooms, but they're not going to stop, so we don't need that.
What about power? Do you have access for power for the DJ?
Oh, yes, I need power. A lot of power. He doesn't
that's
bring.
Oh, the millions have it.
Oh, they do already.
So as long as they're not pulling tons.
I think. I mean, we whatever you had last time was there. Is sufficient.
Okay. Did we provide the extension cords last time to bring power onto where he was?
No, he has all that stuff.
Okay.
I believe. I'll check on that too.
Okay.
But as far as I know, he's done it for so many. You know.
What time do you want us there? What time is the youth council getting there? What time do you want us there?
I told them to be there before 8:45.
So.
But maybe I should say 8:30. Last time we're so ready that they just sit around. I hate to waste people's time.
I think if the youth council's there before 8:45, you're fine.
Okay, that's good then.
Make it
important. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dallas. The Christmas event, we just need to be there for help, I believe. We don't really have any assignment, I don't think. Do you remember if we have any? I missed the meeting. I totally spaced.
No, you're totally fine.
Well, I'm on the mood committee for that, and I just missed it.
There isn't everybody did.
Did there they?
Was like three of us there.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
The other one before that was canceled because I wasn't in whatever this last one was. The one before was canceled, right?
Yeah.
They changed it. So.
They changed it. I forgot to put it in my calendar.
And then they changed it. It was just Ken and Linda and Sherry.
I'm sorry about that.
So then nobody was.
So probably whatever happens, most of the details will be sorted out in the next one, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, and mine was the scavenger hunt, so it's ongoing right now, and we moved the date. So
extended it.
Extended.
John's got hobo cans that were ready.
Oh, really? It's gonna be so fun.
I love it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I wanted the December 7th thing. Is it at City Hall?
It's usually at Eaglewood Golf Course.
Okay, I didn't know.
But I think the construction's going on, so I think it was TBT to be determined. Wasn't
okay, I was. I couldn't find anywhere that said where it was.
I'm not. Maybe I don't know. She sent the thing out. I haven't looked at it.
And I don't remember reading if it said where
date.
It was.
I don't think it said.
It didn't.
The email. Yeah, it just was just
because they're trying to decide.
Okay. So sorry about that. Disregard that I put that.
I don't think they know because I think they're.
So the date is set, just not the place. Okay. So just put that on your calendars, which you probably already
know. Well, that'll be interesting. It'll be the first year in 9 years it wouldn't be at that location. So
wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
I think they might just do it at City Hall if they can't do it up there.
Maybe I knew.
Totally do that.
It was a premonition.
Yeah.
Do you have any city council updates?
Yeah. So I was just telling Dave at the start. So this is our last meeting of the year. We don't meet in November because of Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Christmas social on December 7th is like our meeting for December.
Okay.
So the next meeting is the fourth Tuesday in
January.
Your next meeting is the 25th of January.
Okay.
So this is your last one.
So this is my last meeting
here.
And so that means the big urgent need will be the new mayor will need to appoint a city council member to fill my appointment here on this committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then the city council members need to fill the vacancies. So we have one current vacancy that
mm-hmm.
hasn't been filled.
Right.
And then starting in January, if there's any other vacancies that need to be filled, to have those filled right away. And if we can have them filled before the 25th of January, we can start with a full contingent. And usually that's a really good time to go through the park replacement plan, explain what's happening and the goal for the year. Because for the first few months of the year, it's like there's no events. We don't have anything until summer. So it's all park planning, figuring out the budget, making those recommendations, and then switching to events for the later half. We also need to set the calendar plan by February, March, because the council's budget retreat is in that time. And so you need to know which events you're supporting and kind of those dates early. You probably want to discuss that in January and finalize it in February.
I kind of penciled everything in.
Mm-hmm.
We went through and did our calendar for here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll give you that.
Okay.
If you I'll grab it for you right now, but like if it's I just think the same weekends and
yeah.
That's okay.
Perfect.
But yeah, it would be good to know because we didn't do it this year, but we've done in the past like the big calendar that I made a few years ago that they can print out for people, like shows the whole calendar for the year, shows the recycle calendar, shows.
Oh good. Okay.
So I know Linda would like to do that again next year. We kinda didn't do it last year because we were kind of flex on what was gonna happen with COVID. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The signs, do you take them all down and then set them back up at the end of the year? What's kind of the strategy with the signs?
The signs are, we got to figure out a better permanent situation because I think they're actually too small. They're hard to see when you go by them too fast. Linda's the one that designs those, but we keep them up. been trying to like quarterly.
Okay.
But we've had the wind blows the one, breaks it.
I know, I was just going to say, the vandalized one, is it the wind or is it like hit with a baseball bat?
I think it's the wind, the one, the one coming into the city.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You probably got, I think I told her, you probably see they're too hard to read.
Well, is it bad to do like those, like, those signs that people, when they run for offices, signs, or are they just, do they not like those because they're maybe not as appealing as those big ones?
Definitely not appealing.
Yeah.
And a hassle. It's probably, those signs kind of came from public works complaints about having to go set up banners every week.
Yeah, because that was constant.
Because we were just consistent all the time, like, oh, go set up more banners, go set up more banners. We were legit.
Which is what you'd have to do if you did those little signs. And you have to fix them every night.
What?
I don't like them laying down.
There was a really cool plan 4 years ago or something of like permanent banner locations. You didn't have to go stake in things. It was just like,
yeah, that was like built in.
They were like built in. Yeah. They had, you could have like North Salt Lake signage on it, and then when there was nothing, no banner placed, it would just look like nice pillars.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you have a good memory. We thought of it, like the idea I presented was like, you know, it was like picture frames. So it'd be like North Salt Lake, and then you just
put the banner in.
But yeah, never really got much wheels after that. Like the locations.
Think about that.
Because actually, like where the signs are in the roundabout, it's like 200 feet going through.
What about some of the bigger places that people visit all the time? The Chevron, the Maverick, Lee's.
But we don't have the land to put them there.
Yeah.
But I mean, like inside, like on the, do they let you do any kind of displays like that? That's something to think about, though.
I like these signage spots that we have, but if we could make them big, and then the one poster in is the upcoming event. You'd still have to go switch them, but at least you wouldn't be hammering anything and like taking down in the same way. You'd just be like, go switch out to the next one.
No, it's something we should really look at because we had a good conversation about it. Mostly the fact that we were sick of putting up signs all the time.
Well, I have to say, I like those signs, but I didn't notice them as much until I did this, because then you really pay attention to where they are and that you want to see what's on there.
Yeah.
And I think they're in a good spot if they're at either some kind of a stoplight or where you stop.
Well, like, coming into the city, I think it's public record that they're talking about, like, where they're developing it. Like, they're gonna do, like, a whole grass area. It'd be really cool to do something there because it's welcome to the city, you know. A couple other spots like that. It's just, I don't know, I'm always coming in here when it's dark, so I guess I don't really always have the best thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to read.
We looked up, we were building a sign for something else. You need like 6-inch lettering.
Yes,
for,
that's right.
For 30 miles an hour if you're going to read it.
Yeah. What was that?
That's funny. You think about like the freeway. He's right. The ones in the freeway, like some of those they're bigger than this room. People don't realize how some big it's.
It's true, yeah.
Well, and the one on Redwood Road, if you're driving 50, like you get to see that it's green, right? Like as you drive by. And so we need the right placement at some, you know, somewhere else that it can, they're going slow enough that it actually has an impact.
Linda and I talked a little bit about that too, because they're nice signs and they're just too hard to read.
Mm-hmm. Well, and is it Linda that does the North Salt Lake chat? Is that who posts on there all the time, or is it somebody else?
Right now
it is
Linda.
Because I mean, she does a really great job, because if we can like direct people to go there, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of information on there if people go there.
So
okay, I was going to ask you.
Oh, I was just going to say, take note though that starting in January, the goal is to go through like figuring out everything you want to do for the budget and next year's budget proposal and what your ask is for park replacement, because the new city council has to get a recommendation from us, and if you can get it before the budget retreat meeting, that's when you want to have your impact. So
thank you.
First meeting in January, or that meeting in January, that meeting in February, you want to go through budget ask and what you're asking for next year and what that plan is.
Okay.
And knowing that they're going to be talking about all the things they're always talking about, right? catch park, pickleball. And so if there's something that needs replaced, like an old pavilion or a slide that's broken or something, you need to make sure that that gets in our park replacement plan so we can get that approved.
We should everybody go through the parks. The people that, so like Ken, that needs to be replaced, is it a one city council member that appoints each person on the committee?
Each person on the committee is an appointment from a council member.
Okay.
And then ratified by the council. So each council member, so the current vacancy is council member Lisa Baskin.
And she knows, you told her that,
she
right?
Knows. Yep, she knows that there's a vacancy. And then how that will change going forward in those terms.
He hasn't been like active in our committee and our thing for a long time.
Yeah, ready to replace. And then we probably want to relook at the year's service where everybody's at.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody needs to be reappointed in January, because I think it ends at the calendar year and then there's new reappointments that have to be made in January.
It was all confusing a couple years ago, so Linda has that list.
Okay.
Is there a limit of how long you can be on here? Mm-hmm. Oh, there is.
There is. There's a bylaw.
Well, you're supposed to be. I don't know if there was a. Was there
I don't know. I don't think. I didn't
have to
be
reappointed.
Oh, reappointed. Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
2 years. And I was finishing someone else's off. So Linda emailed me and said,
"Do you want to start?
What's going on? Everyone keep going. You know?
Yeah.
Awesome.
See what we keep doing. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I think our committee is awesome.
Dallas is technically my appointment, and so. We probably want to double check with Linda how that works, because I think technically you have to be reappointed in January.
Because I think they lined them up. If I remember correctly, they lined them up so like when your term's done, then your term would be done.
Oh.
And so then.
Well, that's what that email must have been about was.
Do you want to keep serving?
Yeah.
Because they can, because we can set it up. You know, people that want to serve. I think we have a current vacancy. I think everybody that wants to serve could be.
Yeah, I'm sure the council person would be like, somebody wants to do it? All right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't have to go door to door to find somebody who would be willing to do this.
Yeah. The other thing you have to do in the January 25th meeting is you have to appoint a president and or a chair and a vice chair. So it can be the same people or whatever you want it, but you have to reappoint that in January. Right now, you and Rachel are sharing that.
Budget and chair.
Yep. So focus on those.
Our agenda will be a lot bigger in January.
Yes, it will.
I'll be on top of that. Okay. Good enough. That's a lot. That's a lot of notes. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I have.
That's a lot. I don't know who appointed me. I have no idea how I got in here.
You just started showing up.
I really don't. Yeah, it's crazy. Chair notes and open. Really?
I'll double check though.
Any notes or open topics? You guys have anything? Randy, John.
I don't think so.
Appreciate you guys coming.
Still
learning. No, this is awesome.
I think it's awesome that you guys come because you guys have a long day and you show up. That's great. Do you want to approve the minutes? Do you want to say that?
I move that we approve the minutes from September 28, 2021.
Can I second?
Yeah. A vote for the approval of the minutes from September 28, 2021.
Aye.
Aye. Done. Easy enough. Notes for approval of the minutes are done by...
Unanimous.
Okay, we're done?
I'm motion to adjourn.
Oh my gosh, look at that, 6:35.
I'd like to do a separate photo contest to next year.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like it kind of is kind of a side note to an SL read. I think it could be.
Oh, a totally different day?
Well, it doesn't have to be, well,
a
different.
It could be a totally different thing.
Event.
Sure.
Similar time period.
Okay.
But it's like, all right, here's the winners. Let's move on to the reads. It's like, That didn't get anybody really excited about and take pictures.
Well, maybe we could have somebody come. Maybe we could do, we could have somebody talk that same night.
That's possible.
That,
too, yeah.
That could be, are you, don't you do photo? Maybe yeah. You could do it. That'd be nice. Would you do it?
Podcast I recorded, or
well, that's okay.
Just interviewed on. Just listen to this.
But I think that would be. I think that would be worth it.
Yeah, I think it just didn't feel like much, and I think that the prizes after I saw what they were giving out for the books, I was like a lot more than the, you know, the writers are getting more than the pictures, so I think we should go lower on that. But that's something we'll address next year.
I think you don't go lower on the one. You could just go higher on. The
other.
Okay, well, so,
if you want, it seems fair.
I like the idea. I'm gonna go grab all of those. I'll wait for you because you were gonna. Dave was gonna give you something.